935 up next, please. Carla, could you read 935?
Proclaim October 2019 Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Colleagues, I'm humbled to bring forward this proclamation in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Domestic violence, of course, is an extremely pervasive issue that has devastating impacts throughout our community. The intense discomfort we feel as we consider this issue and its real-life consequences highlights the importance of taking time to honor both victims and survivors. It also serves as a reminder of why the City of Portland's role is so critical in the collaborative efforts in our community. One in four women and one in seven men have suffered domestic violence by an intimate partner, and it's estimated that domestic violence makes up about 15% of all violent crimes. Let's take a moment to let those numbers sink in. Because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we wanted to take a moment to recognize and highlight the work being done in our community to connect survivors and their families to safe and reliable services and other needed interventions. This work requires a high level of collaboration with service providers, local agencies, and advocates, all going about their work with a great level of compassion and sensitivity. Several of our panelists invited here today can speak in more detail about the coordination and partnerships it takes to best serve survivors and their families. I'd like to turn it over to the panel. We have the pleasure of being joined by Commissioner Sushila Jaipal, who co-chairs the Gateway Center Advisory Council. It's great to see you here again, along with representatives from the Gateway Center, Raphael House, and the Portland Police Bureau. Thank you for all being here today. And Commissioner, I believe you're starting it off, correct?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners, for giving time on your agenda to this incredibly important issue. I am Sushila Jaipal, Multnomah County Commissioner for District 2. As the mayor mentioned, I also serve as the co-chair of the Gateway Center Advisory Council with the mayor. I also chair the county's Domestic Violence Fatality Review Team with Circuit Court Judge Patrick Henry. Domestic violence, or intimate partner violence, as this form of violence is more accurately described, has long been an issue in our communities, but has often been ignored as quote-unquote "a family issue," and because it predominantly affects women. And I'll make a note that I will refer to women in my remarks here, but we know that this issue significantly affects men, affects transgender and non-binary people as well. We often think of intimate partner violence as physical abuse, but this is just one of the forms that it can take. Equally devastating forms include sexual abuse, emotional abuse and control, isolation, and economic abuse. Nationally, almost half of all women have experienced psychological aggression from an intimate partner, one quarter have experienced severe physical violence, and nearly one in 10 have been raped by an intimate partner. And domestic violence disproportionately affects women of color. 28% of African-American women report experiencing domestic violence, up to 60% of some counts of Asian Pacific Islander women, and about 23% of Hispanic and Latina women. Multnomah County data shows similar trends. One of every seven women aged 18 to 64 was physically abused by an intimate partner during the past year. This means that almost 28,000 women in Multnomah County were physically abused by their partners during the past year. The ripple effects of this violence are widely felt across our community, by those who are the immediate victims, as well as by family members, including the children who witness it. And these effects include economic impacts that can trap victims in abusive relationships and can continue long after the physical violence has ended, resulting in loss of jobs and housing. In the most recent point in time count for Multnomah County of people experiencing homelessness, more than one-third of those who responded to the question said that they had experienced and were fleeing domestic violence. Supporting the victims of domestic violence requires resources, partnerships, and collaborations across jurisdictions and systems, including the city, the county, law enforcement agencies, and nonprofit partners. It requires a deep understanding of the causes and effects of this form of violence and a response that centers on the experience and needs of the victims. And we are fortunate in Multnomah County to have those partnerships. The Gateway Center, founded and championed by Commissioner Dan Saltzman, run by the city for the past 9 years, recently transferred to Multnomah County, is a model of that kind of collaboration. The transfer to the county gives us the opportunity to even better integrate the work of the Gateway Center with the broad spectrum of services provided by the county and to the nonprofit partners with whom we work. And now it's my pleasure and privilege to turn the mic over to Martha Strawn Morris from the Gateway Center to talk in more detail about that work.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Martha Strawn Morris, the Director of the Gateway Center for Domestic Violence Services, and I'm very pleased to be here with you this morning as you recognize October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As noted, in the world of direct service to domestic violence survivors, we're very lucky here in Portland to have many strong partnerships and collaboration. We have strong partnerships between the police and confidential advocates. We have a Family Violence Coordinating Council that is 50 members strong that meets monthly. And the 12 local domestic violence programs collaborate and share housing resources across agencies to ensure that the survivors that need the most get the services. And it's been my professional pleasure to direct the collaboration known as the Gateway Center, a collaboration between the City of Portland and Multnomah County, as the Commissioner noted. The Gateway Center opened in 2010 and represented a departure from previous models of service delivery for domestic violence survivors. Before the Gateway Center, domestic violence services operated almost exclusively from confidential locations. And the Gateway Center's location, in contrast, is public and widely known. Before the Gateway Center, survivors had to travel downtown to get a restraining order. And now, most applicants for restraining orders will get them in the comfort of the Gateway Center. From its inception, the Gateway Center has been a busy and bustling place with representatives from 15 different agencies, hoping to meet the needs of each survivor who walks through the door. Today, between 30 and 35 survivors will seek help at the Gateway Center. Most will come to learn about resources and supports that might be available to them. Others will come for restraining orders and safety planning. We have childcare and children's services available, as well as specialized help with housing. For those who want to pursue criminal justice options, we can help with that too. They can file a police report at the center and meet with a representative from the district attorney's office without leaving the building. We even have an attorney that can represent them as a victim in a criminal case. We have some limited access to immigration legal services, which has been really vital of late. We also have legal aid with us providing civil legal services, that is help with divorce and custody. And I would like to note that the requests for civil legal services far overwhelm our ability to meet that need. The gap between those who need help in family court and those who get help in family court is one of the widest and most painful gaps we experience as a service system. In 2009, 10 years ago, Commissioner Saltzman had a vision about what survivors might need to get safe, to stabilize, and to thrive, and he reached across the river to the county, who agreed to join him in the efforts to open the Gateway Center. And together, we've literally been able to help thousands of adult and child survivors of domestic violence. And on their behalf, I want to thank you deeply for your support of the Gateway Center. I would also like to thank you for your support of the Domestic Violence Reduction Unit of the Portland Police. Their work to hold abusers accountable is extremely valuable and terribly limited. I recognize that PPB resources are stretched all over town, but I urge your support of the Domestic Violence Reduction Unit to keep survivors safe. Finally, recently, I've been thinking a great deal about how to participate in wider movements for social change and social justice. For Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I would encourage you to do the same with a focus on the following three truths. First, domestic violence is the number one driver of homelessness for those who identify as women. If we want to end homelessness, we must end domestic violence. Second, domestic violence mirrors institutional violence, and our collective work to end systemic oppressions like racism are deeply linked to the prevention of domestic violence. Third, Institutional violence rests on a culture of dominance. We need to rethink the paradigm that seeks winners and losers, creates rich and poor, and divides black and white, and imagine a world where collectivism and partnership are the norms. Dr. Rian Eisler, the founder of the Center for Partnership Studies, has imagined that world. And I urge everybody to explore her work, including her new book, Nurturing Our Humanity: How Domination and Partnership Shape Our Brains, Lives, and Futures. The book shows how to construct a more equitable, sustainable, and less violent world based on partnership rather than domination. I thank you again for recognizing October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. May your awareness ignite the energy you need to be an even larger transformational force in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Hello. I'm Emmy Ritter. I'm Executive Director of Raphael House of Portland, Commissioners, Mayor. It is a true honor to be part of today's event recognizing October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. For more than 40 years, our organization has been a safe haven for survivors fleeing abuse, and we proudly help families for the long-term safety, stability, and independence they deserve. We're deeply grateful for the work for working alongside the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and our many collaborative partners to support and uplift domestic violence survivors throughout our community. I thank all these incredible partners for sharing in our commitment to building a future without abuse. Sadly, we know that domestic violence affects far too many people in our community, people from all walks of life. Across our state, 1 in 3 women experience intimate partner violence. That's more than 700,000 Oregonians. And for women and girls of color and members of our LGBTQIA+ community, the prevalence of being targeted for abuse and violence is even higher. This is unacceptable. It's also why it's so critical for all survivors to have access to inclusive and culturally responsive services they deserve. Services that honor their unique experience and help them overcome barriers to safety and stability. We and our partners across the community are dedicated to providing these services and creating spaces where survivors can feel safe to reach out for that support. Together, we are helping individuals and their families thrive after abuse. And we're empowering survivors to shape their own futures and end the cycle of violence. Raphael House of Portland has been committed to this life-saving and life-changing work since 1977. For more than 4 decades, we have offered a safe haven to individuals and families fleeing domestic violence. Our confidential emergency shelter is a critical resource for seeking safety, providing 1/4 of the available beds for survivors in Multnomah County. We know that access to shelter and housing are essential to breaking the cycle of violence, because when survivors have safety and stability, they can begin to rebuild their lives. As a community, we have created a coordinated response that streamlines the domestic violence shelter and housing process in Portland to ensure that all survivors have an equitable access to shelter and housing and all of our services. Thanks to these collaborative efforts and our wraparound supports, more than 90% of survivors families in Raphael House move directly from our emergency shelter into housing. But the journey doesn't stop there. Mm-hmm. At Raphael House, we continue to walk alongside families as they grow into new homes and new lives. Each year, more than 380 adults and children stay connected to a supportive community of staff and fellow survivors through our advocacy center. In this space, we have created a safe and secure environment where all of our community partners can join us in working closely with survivors, providing specialized supports and services, including culturally specific co-advocacy. This programming helps families maintain their housing, achieve their long-term goals, and thrive. This is how we're all helping survivors make lasting change in their families, change that will have an impact for generations to come. Raphael House, our mission is to not only support in the aftermath of abuse, but to build a future without violence and oppression. Each day we work towards this as we help families end the cycle of violence for themselves and their children. Through a prevention education program, also a collaborative effort, we're working upstream to change hearts and minds. Each year we teach thousands of young people and adults about healthy relationships and consent so that one day no one's going to need our services. Thankfully, we're not alone. We are honored to be part of a wide collaborative of incredible agencies all working tirelessly to support survivors and make change in this community. I believe the collective impact and importance of these programs is being reflected in the words of those we serve. So I'd like to read this note from an amazing survivor who we've all worked with. And I will not cry. Because of the support I received, I'm able to show my daughters love and provide them with safety every day. I'm teaching them and others about healthy relationships, so that no one thinks that violence is normal, so that abuse will never be part of their future. I've learned so much at Raphael House. I want to share these lessons and make a difference. I know that there are many women out there like me who need help and are afraid to ask for it because of where they're from, or the language they speak, or how they've been treated by others. I want to say to them, you're not alone. Help is out there for you. Because of this help, I've had the opportunity to build a loving, beautiful life for my family. Everyone deserves this. Everyone deserves to feel safe and loved. Again, thank you, Mayor Ted Wheeler, commissioners, and the City of Portland. And thanks to all our wonderful partners at Multnomah County. Together, we are building a brighter future for survivors of domestic violence and for our whole community. Thanks for being part of this.
Thank you. Thanks, all three of you, for your testimony. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for the great work and the hard work that you do in the community. And Commissioner, thank you for being here again. We appreciate it. We have one more individual, Captain Rodriguez. Two. And colleagues, just by way of maintenance here, what I'm going to propose is we have one more emergency item. I propose we do that this morning and get through the second readings.
Got guests here for that.
And if we can do it 9:34. And I realize people have to leave, and then we'll move the rest onto the afternoon agenda. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll be very brief. My name is Derek Rodriguez, and I'm the captain of the Family Services Division. And as Martha Strawn alluded to earlier, I don't want to sit here talking about resources, but it's very, very important that let everyone know that the number of domestic violence occurrences are not going down. And we can only triage so many cases, and unfortunately, we aren't able to investigate all of them. And it's horrendous stuff, and nobody should. So we just ask for your continued support. Budget time is coming up, and but the relationship that we have with Martha and Raphael House and the Gateway Center, it's we do the best we can. The county has three contracted domestic violence advocates with the county, so there's a commitment that has been there, and we ask for continued commitment. So thank you.
Thank you, Captain. We appreciate your hard work. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Ron Mason. I'm a sergeant with the Police Bureau's Domestic Violence Unit. I just wanted to say thank you for your support of this proclamation. We have more cases than we can work. It has continued to go up as resources have went down. However, we do have some amazing partnerships with both criminal justice agencies, county and state agencies, as well as our community partners that help us all to be more effective. So I just would like to highlight that it would be a disservice to go through all of them and leave somebody out, but there are some amazing people, some amazing agencies, and some amazing work that's going on, and we thank you for your support.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the great work you do in the partnerships and community. Colleagues, next I'm going to read the proclamation.